Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is an injury show. We are injury attorneys. We bring the show to you to educate you, to teach you, to tell you the tricks of the trade, to see, tell you how the insurance company is going to try to beat you and defeat you. And don't think they're not. This is like a war. You need to understand that. It's in our books. You can have any of our books free. This is an injury show. Our books are on our website, championsofthepeople.com. First book we wrote is called Don't Get Hurt in the Same Accident Twice, once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. Think about that. It's filled with all facts, strategies, myths. You can get that free. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can download it for free, or you can call our office or email us, and we'll send you a copy, a hard copy. Our other book called Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. They are cowards of the street. You know that. Everybody knows that. They hit somebody. They injure somebody. They kill somebody. They leave the scene. What are you going to do? What are you going to do in advance? How do you approach a hit and run? And by the way, that book has, in the last half of the book, step-by-step procedures with examples, with picture examples of sample insurance policies of exactly what you need to do to prepare yourself in advance before a car accident happens. Hopefully it's not a hit and run, but if it's a car accident, it can apply. If it's a hit and run, it can apply. And that touches a little bit what we're going to be talking about today on car accident preparation before a car accident and what you do and what you need to know. And our other book is a definitive guideline in Colorado on workers' compensation. We do all kinds of injury cases. We do all kinds of car cases all over the state of Colorado. Big ones, medium ones, small ones. We do them very well. We've been doing them for over 30 years. And we have a free legal game plan with our free initial consultation. You can come in, you get a legal game plan tailored to your case, your facts, your medical condition, and how things happen and what you're going to do. And when you leave our office with this legal game plan, you'll understand your rights, what you need to do, how you can talk to the insurance company, what forms you need to sign, and you are empowered. Okay, today, Brad, we're talking about what you need to do before an accident happens. How do you prepare yourself? You know, and let's hit on the big emphasis on what you do with your own car insurance policy in advance, what you can do right now, today, tomorrow. You know, you hope you don't have an accident, but if one happens, then what are you going to do?
Sure. There's a number of different scenarios, but the bottom line when you're talking about your insurance policy or when you're talking about having insurance and being ready for it, an accident, is making sure your policy is properly covering you or the coverage you should have in the amounts that are appropriate and for the situation under which you're going to be driving. And when I talk about that, I talk about the fact that you need to sit down and look and say, what are all the different situations I'm going to be driving? Do I have teenage children, 16, 17, 18, that are going to be driving? Because on any one, maybe a different kind of insurance policy. If it's just going to be me, then I need a different kind of insurance policy. Is it going to be somebody else in my household and me as an adult, a live-in or my spouse? Then it's a different kind of policy. Am I going to be carpooling? It's a different kind of policy. We need to talk about what happens if I'm going to have riders who are paying me to drive them versus riders who are just contributing to the gas money. We talk about a number of different insurance policies that in the first part of the insurance policy. There's a number of parts of the insurance policy we can talk about, Gary, but the first thing we need to do is just talk about under what circumstances am I driving my car, and in a way, what kind of car do I have?
Right, you know, that's true, and what we need to home in on, really important, and Brad, you touched on a lot of things that we can't even cover all those things in this show. We've done shows before, like on carpooling, taking kids to school, etc. We have radio shows on that. But one of the things you need to understand, time after time after time, Brad, people come into our office and they say they were injured, and they're very legitimately injured, and they've got medical bills, and they're getting treatment, and they're going to their doctors, and they're compliant patients, and they're doing what their doctors say. And eventually we get to discover, sometimes it's easier, sometimes it's harder, but eventually we get to discover from the other insurance company, the insurance company for the at-fault party, what their policy limits are. And, Brad, let's cover this because a lot of people come into our office, and let's say we discover that the policy limits are $25,000 to pay you for all of your injuries. That includes your medical bills, all your physical injuries, now and in the future. It includes pain and suffering. It includes quality of life. And a lot of people say to us, Brad, well, I can't believe that. They only had $25,000. That's the minimum. I thought the minimum was $50,000. I thought the minimum was higher than that. And they just can't believe that that's all the money there is. Their medical bills might be $40,000 with $25,000 in insurance coverage. That's an important point we want to talk about today.
Well, it is. And, you know, the one of the first things is I'm sure a number of you are sitting there going, well, I have health insurance. And you think health insurance is going to cover a lot of what happens in the accident. The health insurance might. It's going to have deductibles. It's going to have copays. It also may not cover different things in the accident. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times, Gary, in the 35 years I've been practicing, that all of a sudden somebody will come in and they'll say, well, you know, I didn't have that much car insurance because I had health insurance, but I lost my health insurance because of a change of jobs or some other reason. So I'm not really certain if I'm covered at all. And, you know, I didn't get my car insurance changed. And the next thing you know, we're looking at somebody who has no insurance or very limited insurance.
Right. So, and we're talking about the at-fault party only has $25,000 of insurance, and that's the minimum. That is the minimum. Everybody understand that.
Right.
So, you know, Brad, you can't control this other person. You never even met them yet. They hit you. They're at fault. Well, you can control yourself and your coverages.
And that's why it's very important. And I want you to all be sitting there thinking, now, we're personal injury lawyers, and we handle cases on behalf of the person who's not at fault. But I want you to all be thinking about the two sides of this coin. You could be at fault, and you could be not at fault for the accident. You could be the negligent person. You could be the non-negligent person. And as we started talking last week, in the show we did last week, we talked about if you're driving, do you have enough insurance coverage to protect yourself? Not only, this is part of getting ready for an accident, people. You have to have enough insurance to cover yourself, not only for yourself in the event you get hurt by somebody who's got very little coverage, but you have to have enough to cover yourself to protect your assets, to protect what you've worked long and hard to put together, to protect what you have put together for your family and your family's assets in the event you should hurt somebody else. And this is insurance that we talk about. It's important to have on both sides. So don't always think that, well, you know, I'm going to be out there and I'm not going to cause an accident. You might very well be the person who caused the accident. And if you're the person that caused the accident, there's no greater relief, sense of relief, than being able to say, look, I've got enough coverage to pay for what I did to that person or those persons. I know my insurance company is going to take care of it. Or even if you don't know it, you demand your insurance company takes care of it. Just demand. You take care of this, and then you know you protected your assets.
Right, and that's what the insurance companies are for. In our scenario, we usually a typical example of a motor vehicle accident because we do those car crash cases all over the state of Colorado, and that's our normal example. We also do workers' compensation, which I mentioned at the top of the show about our book. But back to the point here. The point is you can't control the other person, assuming they're at fault, assuming you're not at fault. You can't control them. You can't control how they drive. You can't control what kind of insurance coverage they purchased in advance, or no insurance. No insurance, that's an uninsured motorist situation. What you can control is your own coverage. This is a big point. Time after time, we hear in our office that I can't believe the at-fault person, I can't believe the person that ran into me only had $25,000. I can't believe that. My medical bills are $45,000 and growing. I'm going to have back surgery. I'm going to have arm surgery. And so what can you do to protect against that in advance, Brad? So we preach about uninsured motorist coverage. We preach about underinsured motorist coverage. And so when the person has only $25,000, Brad, or they hand you their card and their insurance card at the scene, and then you find out it was expired, you can do it. You can protect yourself right now by, let's talk a little bit about UIM, underinsured motorist coverage, and UM, uninsured motorist coverage. You can do it for yourself and protect the whole accident.
Right. One more important element of it is MedPay. I can't stress enough that you want MedPay. You want a decent amount of MedPay. I would say the highest, but I understand it can be expensive or it can be a price you have to pay. But get that MedPay in order. Because sometimes you need to get bills paid as you go. And a MedPay is the amount of insurance that you get that's going to cover at the accident, and from the accident forward, it's going to cover your injuries. It's going to cover the medical bills you have with regard to your injuries, and it's going to pay your medical providers as you go. There's an automatic $5,000. Don't waive it. Yes, you can waive it. Don't waive it. Insurance agents who don't care about you, and I really mean this, insurance agents who don't care about you and want to get your business for a premium or for their payment are going to try to convince you that if you waive the MedPay, you can save yourself some money. And they're going to say, well, you got health insurance, don't you? So don't worry about it. Well, don't waive it. As a matter of fact, get more. Get more than the $5,000. So once you get the MedPay that hopefully kicks in and starts paying some of the bills along the way and helps you get the initial care and pays those bills along the way, then you have the UM and UIM, which is uninsured or underinsured motorist coverage, which once again, you take out of the hands of the person who ran into you the protection that you're supposed to have, because now you put your protection in your own hands. And that's by getting enough insurance to protect you for the losses you're going to incur, which are above just medical bills. It's called you're going to have economic losses, such as you're going to have lost income. You've got to be able to pay for that somehow. You've got to be able to get reimbursed. Don't assume that somewhere out there that lost income is just going to drop in your lap. It's not. You've got to try and find a way to get it.
It's not. And we're trying to tell you today what you need to do in advance of any kind of a car accident, and we hope you're never in an accident, but if it happens, then you're prepared. Because you don't want to go into the attorney's office and say, well, I can't believe the other person only had $25,000. I can't believe their policy expired. I can't believe that's the state minimum. My injuries, my damages, my losses from this accident are much more than that. They're greater than that. So you can control this. You can solve this problem before you ever meet or know or hear about the person who hits you. You can do it. And we got a break coming up, but right after the break, we're going to break this down a little bit further for you and get a little bit more definitive on what you need to do, plus some other areas as well. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We've been in this business for over 30 years, helping people put their lives back together. Again, we can help you with a free legal game plan included in our free initial consultation. You can come into our office. You can talk to us. You will know what to do. You'll know what you can say. You'll know what questions the insurance company and insurance adjuster can ask you, will ask you, and you'll know what documents to sign. You'll know your rights. That's what the legal game plan is about. Okay, the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We bring the show to you to cover a different injury subject each week to educate you, teach you about these subjects. You know, we've said many, many times when you have an accident, a car accident or a workers' comp, but we're talking about car accidents today, when you have a car accident, that's not an ordinary day or event for you. But it is an ordinary day and event for these highly trained adjusters that you're going to talk to on the phone, and their goal is to beat you. Their goal is to defeat you. Their goal is to get you signed forms you otherwise wouldn't have to sign, get records you wouldn't ever have to turn over, otherwise wouldn't have to turn over. And we've covered that before, but we're covering it again. Okay, Brad, so right before the break, we were talking about three subjects. One was MedPay, one was UIM, underinsured motorist coverage, and one was UM coverage. And so, and Brad was making the very valid point that people said, well, you know, you can save X dollars a month on car insurance. I can show you how. Well, yeah, you're not going to have any UM coverage, you're not going to have any UIM coverage, and you're going to have very little or no MedPay coverage. But, Brad, one more time, let's talk about this MedPay coverage. This MedPay pays your medical bills, and people are asking right now, if I were you, I'd be asking, well, again, why do I need it? Because I've got health insurance, I will have health insurance. Why do I need additional policy to pay my medical bills? That seems ridiculous to me.
And there are some aspects of MedPay that you need to sit down with your lawyer and talk about, which actually are, and hopefully your insurance agent is going to tell you this too, that's going to be very important as far as how and what you have to pay back. And in MedPay, you don't have to pay it back. You get the MedPay as a result of the premium you pay. When the MedPay gets paid, it gets paid to your providers. It allows you quite often continuous treatment. It allows providers to look and see that they can give this treatment with an expectation that they're going to get paid a fair amount, the reasonable and necessary amount for your injuries. It gives you money up front to pay for these people and to keep your care going. You say, well, what about my health insurance? Well, health insurance can be subject to a number of other regulations. It can have subrogation. It can be ERISA. It can be a plan that's through a union that won't pay unless you sign certain documents promising that you're going to do other things or that you're going to give them all the money without your rights to recovery that MedPay would otherwise give you. So you want to have a good, healthy MedPay coverage if you can get it. Now, you know, along this line, I want to just say to everybody, we are in a world right now of TV commercial lawyers, and I have nothing against the TV commercial lawyers, but we're in a world where it gets sensationalized. And I'm sorry to say it that easy, but they talk about my lawyer got me $600,000, this lawyer got me $1 million, that guy got $5 million, I got $2 million, I got this, I got that, I got $100,000. Well, the first thing you have to understand is that kind of money isn't just received unless there's insurance somewhere. Now, you know, any of you sitting there think, if you don't have insurance coverage, can you really pay a judgment for $250,000, $500,000? Is somebody going to just pop up and give you that? Do you have enough on your coverage to be able to get that kind of money? So don't just assume that in an accident, oh, I get hurt in an accident, the other side's going to give me $250,000 or $500,000 or $1 million because that's what the commercials say. That's not how it works. The way it works is you have to understand what your protections are, and you have to understand that, you know, and I keep skirting the issue, Gary. I'm sorry you want to talk about UIM, but how many times have we talked about what's the percentage of people on the road that carry no insurance or the minimum $25,000 insurance?
Right. The last time we talked, and we did it on our Saturday morning show, which, by the way, that's 7 o'clock every Saturday morning. That's a live call-in show. It's on the AM dial, 630 AM, KHOW. So you can listen to that as well. But we've said it before, about 24, so we round up to 25%, 25% of the drivers in the state of Colorado have no insurance, no insurance. And so there's a way you can solve that right now. It doesn't matter if they have the minimum $25,000. It doesn't matter if their policy expired. It doesn't matter anything if you can control your own coverages, if you buy your own coverages and make your UM as high as you can buy and afford it, your UIM, underinsured motorist coverage, as high as you can afford it. And then, Brad, we run into this. Well, people say to us, well, gee, that's I can't buy higher coverage. It's expensive. You don't know how cheap this is until you really check into it, and you need to check into it.
Right, and we ran a campaign for a long time where Gary was even offering to let people see his own policy. Of how to read your policy. Do you understand how to read it? Make your insurance person show you how and what the coverage is and where it is and what it means. But the bottom line is you've got a 25% chance that the person that runs into you has no insurance. If you add in minimum, you're probably going to be up to 50%. So you got a 50% chance the person who runs into you has $0 to $25,000 of coverage. That's all there is. That's the money you're going to get. And believe me, if you think that person's going to have some assets somewhere else, I don't care if somebody goes out and goes to trial and gets them a $1.5 million verdict for you against a person who's bankrupt. It means nothing. And the secret to the situation is having your own coverage in place that's going to help to protect you. And you can go get that coverage. And that's what UM, underinsured, and UIM, uninsured motorists, is all about. You want to get yourself necessary coverage to make sure that you've got some protection in the event there's an accident, that you've got some money available to you. So start with the MedPay so you can start getting the bills paid right away. Then you look and say, now I've lost wages. Now I've got pain and suffering. Now I have other economic expenses. I need to be able to go in and get more money to be able to pay for future expenses. My MedPay's been exhausted. I need to go in and get more money, and that's where your uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage is going to be.
Exactly right. And you need to have your UM, uninsured motorist. That means if the other driver, the at-fault driver, had no insurance, none, then your policy, in essence, takes their place and pays you for all of your injuries, damages, and losses. Think about that a minute. You got to think about that. It's not very expensive to buy your own UM coverage. They had no insurance. 24, 25% of the drivers have no insurance. And so you have the ability to make your insurance company take their place, and now they owe you money for your injuries, damages, and losses. You know, you might say, well, I don't need any surgery. Well, but my shoulder, I can't use my arm like I used to. What about your arm? What about your physical injuries? That's what this money is for. What about your medical bills? That's what this money is for. So you have the ability to control it right now today. You know, and Brad, we put on the air years ago, and we got a lot, some feedback from emails. People, it really hit home with them. If you were taking let's say you have two children, your wife, you're taking them, and you're going to cross a big canyon or a gorge in the forest, okay? And the bridge looks really rickety, and there's a 25% chance that bridge is going to fall down while you're on it, and your children are on it. What would you do? You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't put your family at risk. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go get in your car and you put your children in a car seat and your wife or your husband gets in the car, there's a 25% chance that car, i.e. that bridge, is going to fall. There's a 25% chance that if you're hit by a driver, they have no insurance. So if you wouldn't do it with your family across a canyon, why would you do it in the car? And so, Brad, let's cover the fact that, let's get a specific example. Let's say your medical bills were $60,000. And growing, and let's say the person that hits you has the minimum, which you said, I can't believe that's the state minimum, $25,000, and that's just your medical bills. That doesn't cover your other injuries. It doesn't cover your future. It doesn't cover, I can't use my shoulder anymore. I can't use my ankle anymore. It doesn't cover that. So how do you get that solved right now, today?
Well, there you go. You start with the MedPay. Now, MedPay is required to be at least $5,000. If you add $5,000, you're still $30,000 upside down. If you got MedPay of $20,000, $25,000, $50,000, you may not be upside down. You may have a little extra. But as Gary said, you've still got other elements that you're entitled to be compensated for. That could be the lost income you have while you're having the shoulder surgery, while you're having the arm surgery. It could be the lost income you have while you can't work because you're trying to go through rehab or when you have to take time off. That money comes from the uninsured or underinsured motorist provisions. That's where it is. It's not going to be anywhere else if the driver who hits you has no insurance or only $25,000. It's not going to happen. And in this scenario, it's just not going to happen. You got a 50% chance this is what's going to happen to you, is the driver's not going to have enough. Then you've got things like your non-economic losses, your pain and suffering, your loss of enjoyment of life, things you can't do anymore, things you need, the way you have to rechannel your life, rechannel your energies, rechannel the things you do around your home, rechannel the things you do with your children or your grandchildren or your spouse and how you enjoyed your life. And you can't do this anymore because you've got an arm and a shoulder that's crippled, that's not working, that has a severe injury. Now you're talking about, how am I going to get this back into a situation where I can use this arm and shoulder? And also, what if I can't ever use it?
Right, and some people come at us and they have waived on their own car insurance policy what we're talking about today, MedPay. You never do that. They've waived UIM coverage. You never do that. They've waived UIM coverage. You never do that. So in that example that we just gave you, $60,000 in medical bills, the other person, the at-fault person, had $25,000 of coverage, Let's do the math. $25,000 and your medical bills alone are $60,000. You would normally go to your own insurance policy, your MedPay, your UIM, and UM, and that those coverages would pay you for your damages, injuries, and losses. But since you waived them, the only thing you have to collect is $25,000. You might be able to get a judgment above that if you go through a full trial, pay the expenses, and live through the trial. But then the person can usually, not always, file bankruptcy. So the insurance that you do today is to protect you and your family. And Brad, one more quick point before I break. Why don't you cover the situation back to the question of MedPay? Why do I need MedPay? Because I got health insurance. Let's use our example. $60,000 in medical bills, $25,000 of liability coverage you're going to collect. If you use your health insurance company, they're going to want to get paid back the $60,000 out of the $25,000. But if you had MedPay, they don't get paid that back.
Right. And what you got to remember, like you said, Gary said, the $25,000 from a negligent driver is going to pay. But they're not going to pay right away. They're not going to pay till the end of the case. So you can figure you're not going to see that $25,000 for maybe a year or longer. You're not going to see that. Maybe they'll get it to you faster if you have such significant damages that there's no question, but normally it's later. So now you got the MedPay. The MedPay is going to pay for these bills. The MedPay, when you go and collect it, the $25,000 from the negligent driver, normally your health insurance company wants the money back that it spent on you.
The $60,000 in that example.
That's right.
They want to be paid back out of the $25,000.
That's right. They want it back. Now, there are certain theories. Maybe they don't get it all back. You can stop them, yes. But we know one thing for certain. Under MedPay, they don't get the money back. Under
right.
MedPay, the $25,000 that's been paid by your insurance company does not have to be paid back. It's a premium. It's a coverage you paid for. You gave them a premium. You're entitled to that money. You don't have to pay it back.
Exactly. Okay, you're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We've been doing this for over 30 years. We give you a free initial consultation with a free legal game plan. We've trademark protected our legal game plan. We've built that game plan up to be very unique. Covers all the points you need to have covered, specifically tailored to your case, your situation, your medical condition, how the accident happened, what happened in the accident, and how to deal with the insurance company. And that's what we cover with you. And that's what we implement if we represent you. Bell and Pollock, our telephone number is 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. In the mountains, we have an office in Steamboat Springs. We got one in Denver. We got one in Greenwood Village. But in the mountains, the number is 970-870-8989. The Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Injury attorneys will be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them. to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have for over 30 years. And we can help you with our legal game plan. It's free in our free initial consultation. Put our experience to work for you. Okay, Brad, let's kind of wrap this up. We were talking about what you can do today right away to protect your family, MedPay, UM, and UIM coverage.
Those are important. Those are the three most important things. And the best thing you can do to protect your family is have that coverage, have it to the highest coverage you can have, but understand if you have it or not and under what circumstance you have it and don't have it. You got to sit down and make the insurance agent earn his or her money by explaining the policy, look at the policy, read the policy, make sure it gives you the coverage that you can get and the highest coverage you can get, and make sure it's there.
Exactly. You got to make sure it's there. You got to make sure what your circumstances are. If you need help, you can call us about that. People call us every week asking us about insurance questions, what kind of policy or coverage they have. And by the way, I've said many times on our radio shows, I say it a lot on our live show, Saturday show in the morning, but I've said many times, if you want a copy of my own deck sheet on my car insurance policy, I'll give it to you. All right, Bell and Pollock, we are injury attorneys. We've been representing people like you, individuals, families for over 30 years, helping them put their lives back together again. 303-795-5900 or our website, you know what it is, championsofthepeople.com.